when Simin Shin Hei. We're up to Sif Chav Gimel, the last Sif. We'll be doing that as well as the first Sif of Simin Shin Vav. Mutter Limsar Sus Opered Ochamor Laroe Eini Yehudi. You're allowed to give an animal to a non-Jewish shepherd. Afal Pisheni Yehudi Mishtamesh Bam Bishabbos. Eimakach Klum. Even though he uses it on Shabbos, that's not a problem. Shvises Behemto doesn't mean that your animal has to rest. It can't do malacha for you. And if it's not a dait to the Yisrael, it's mutter. Kivin the Shalomi Das Yisrael Olsa. And he knows that he's not paying you for it. You see, the problem is that when you rent out your animals, we're afraid the person's actually going to use them for work on Shabbos, and that's what he's paying you schiris for. You'll tell him not to work, he's not afraid of you. He's going to let it happen. But over here, since he didn't rent it out and he's not paying you for it, he's really afraid. So we're not choshes that he's going to do malacha gemura. V'mroei mishtamesh ba b'shabbos mocha b'yado. But if you do see him using it on Shabbos, you're supposed to stop him. Hagav v'kolshkin in locha sharo yotzi mechus ha-tchum, the tchum d'rabanan. Certainly you don't have to worry about the non-Jew taking it outside of the tchum, because tchumim are d'rabanan. Now, first of all, to tell a non-Jew to take it outside the tchum is certainly aser. If you know for a fact that they take the animals out of the tchum, then it's as if you're telling him to. Lemaisa, one should certainly be makel if it's outside the tchum of Yud Beis Mil. There's a tchum of 2,000 amis, which is derabbanan according to everyone, and then there's a tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which lemaisa is achshash daraisa, and there a person should definitely be machmir. Simin Shinvav. Mimso cheftzecha. The pasuk in Yeshayah says mimso cheftzecha, chafotzecha asurim. You're not allowed to be involved in your own private things. What's that? Afilu bedavar shein osa shum malacha. Even though it's something that you're not doing any malacha with. Kagon. Shema'ayin echosav liras matzarech lamalcha. You look at your garden to figure out what's needed tomorrow. Olelech lepesach hamedini kadei shimar lotzis balayla lamerchatz. Or to walk to the city gate so at night you'll be able to walk out and go to a bathhouse. You walk as far as you can till the edge of your tchum. So right after Shabbos, you can start walking further, and there you'll be able to hire workers. Says the Ramah Gavu Adin da Osel Letayelim So Sus Osfino Karin. You're not allowed to walk around for the sake of finding a horse, etc. Aval Machshich Al Tchum Lahavi Behemto. You're allowed to go to your edge, the outer limit of your tchum, so that after Shabbos you'll be able to bring your animal in, because that's not malacha. I mean, there's no issur of being mashach ala tchum per se. The issur is to be mashach ala tchum for chafatzecha, for cheftzei malacha. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that in all the other cases where you're walking somewhere, it's got to be muchach that you're doing that for the sake of some kind of issur, after Shabbos, after Shabbos. Whereas to mashach ala tchum mamish, that the Mishnah Berurah holds is usur, even where people don't know what you're doing. Some say that if you're being mashach ala tchum to bring your animal in after Shabbos, but your animal cannot walk, that's going to be usur. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this yesh omrim is not really a yesh omrim. Lamaisa, everybody holds this way. So once again, to bring in your animal, even though it's outside the tchum, is not called mitzvah hefzecha, because theoretically the tchum could be extended almost endlessly by way of burgen in little huts. Whereas when you're being mashach ala tchum to do a malacha, to bring in, for example, someone who cannot walk, that would be asur. Awesome.